Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
She's the nicest person around. Just make sure you're on her good side.
I wish death on you.
It's Kelly Raspberry on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got a Throwback Thursday bit coming up here in about 20 minutes featuring Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Kid Craddock.
Awesome.
It's your most impactful moment of all time, Big Al. Don't want to miss that. Nick Adams is in the studio with us again.
Hey, guys.
For your dose of celebrity entertainment here.
3 days in a row.
Yeah.
It's very exciting for me.
Because we had a vacation week last week and a lot of celebrities wanted to talk.
Yeah, they don't take a lot of vacations. There's still stuff to promote during the summer.
Yesterday, you talked to Craig Robinson with Lacey.
Yeah, and we talked to him forever.
Forever. That interview's up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out. He's singing, having a good time.
Playing a piano.
Feeling Lacey.
Feeling it.
He's got a big crush on her.
Yeah.
All right. So this time you interviewed another celebrity, but a different white girl.
That's right. Yeah. A different white girl joined me in studio. It was Elena.
Hi.
Hi, Elena.
And we got to chat with Arsenio Hall, a good friend of the show.
Yeah. My favorite thing.
He really loves you guys. He really, really does.
Yes.
And he seems really genuine about it. Like, he's not putting it on. And dude, he loves Dish Nation.
He does.
He sent my mother flowers.
He did?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell us that?
I don't remember the first.
I know what it was. Because like right after the interview, I think my mom said she was wearing her Arsenio Hall t-shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we went to the Arsenio Hall show years and years ago, and she still had the t-shirt and knew exactly where it was and went and pulled it out. And so I told Arsenio that, and he sent her flowers. So.
Well, he tweets you all the time,
yeah.
A.K.A. me. So we're,
yeah, Elena,
I mean, me and him are basically best friends. He just doesn't realize.
Yeah.
Well, I tweet him.
No, watching. You do. Y'all do the communicating.
So what was Arsenio calling regarding?
He's hosting a new show.
Uh-huh.
It's on ABC. It's called Greatest Hits. And it's really a unique show. So he hosts the show with country star Kelsey Ballerini.
I love Kelsey Ballerini.
Part of Taylor Swift's squad.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so they host this show that's got a cool format. It's where artists from different decades perform songs together, like hit songs. So, like, Pitbull was with REO Speedwagon and
Backstreet Boys with Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor, yeah. And so, so he kind of, in this first clip, he kind of describes kind of the vibe and how the show works.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, the only exception to that is sometimes if you want to work alone, like Bret Michaels works alone, Miguel works alone, John Legend works alone. But a lot of times you go to a, like, for this week, you go to Meghan Trainor and you say, "Who made you scream when you were a kid?" And she says, "Backstreet Boys." So we put her with Backstreet Boys. Or we call LL Cool J. "Who you want to work with?" LL brought Wiz Khalifa, and Wiz Khalifa brought an aroma that permeated the building, and it was an extra good day on Great.
I bet you haven't been able to get the smell out of his dressing room since then, have you?
I'm calling you from his dressing room. I'm still there. It's one of those great shows where nobody plugs their vodka or their album or their concert tour. You just come for the pure love of music from different eras. We choose a year, and then we attack that year with current artists or legends, you know. And each one has been kind of magical, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't really get the show until he just explained
it.
Yeah,
me neither.
Yeah. It's a cool format, too. And then that made us curious. Like, who would he want to work with, or like what decade would he really be vibing if he got to perform?
Good question, Elena.
I might do something that John Legend did. That we have an episode where John Legend, he used to play keyboards for Lauryn Hill, and basically he comes and pays tribute to her doing songs in his own unique style that he used to do for her as her keyboard player, and it was really kind of cool because you wouldn't think of Legend doing a tribute like that with hip hop songs. I'd probably do something like that.
Huh. I did not know that John Legend played for.
It's a new one on me. That's a new one on me.
What would you guys want to do?
Whew, man.
Well,
or who would you want to team up with?
Well, Kelly and Brittany.
Well,
Duran Duran.
Oh, see?
There's so many. I don't know if I can narrow it down.
Duran Duran would be awesome. Uh-huh. Backstreet Boys, I'd love that too. I mean, it'd be a boy band. Because you know how I love boy bands, and I'm not ashamed. Yeah.
It's, man, it Eminem, of course. Sure. But also, I would love to do something with like Linkin Park or Blink 182.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Like Blink would be really fun.
Yeah, because I know Eminem would probably be too big.
I feel like anything I want to do is not possible.
Back that thing up with Juvenile or something?
I mean, that's a good point. No, I mean, that, I'm thinking not as contemporary as, you know, like a Kanye or Lil Wayne. Like Beatles. Like, I would go way back. Right, like, Led Zeppelin, Beatles, like, bands that I think are really iconic that I love, but, like, there's only, like, half of them in each band left.
I'll go ahead and ask you that.
I guess, well, I mean, from long ago, uh-huh. I guess I'd want to do some Lionel Richie.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I thought you were going to go country on it.
I would have if it were like current. I'd say Blake Shelton, hands down.
Would you do ballad or dancing on the ceiling?
I'd do some Lionel. Dancing on the ceiling. I'd want the some party. Easy, some, you know, a little bit of both, though. You know, he's got a plethora to choose from. I don't use plethora. I actually got a cousin.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've mentioned a couple times that Meghan Trainor performed with Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I was a huge team Backstreet Boys forever.
That was insane.
And then Arsenio actually loves the Backstreet Boys too, but his
yes.
favorite Backstreet Boy is different than Kelly's
okay.
favorite Backstreet Boy.
Mine is
and
Howie.
He has the same favorite as me, so we had to ask him about it.
You are a really big fan of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Same.
And you know, on our show, Kelly Raspberry, who I know you know, Kelly Raspberry,
I know Kelly,
she
yep.
is a
yep.
huge fan of Howie D. Can you tell her why Nick is better than Howie D?
Oh, wow.
No pressure.
Because that could be one of the, that's a hard question. That's like
I was a Nick Carter girl, too, though. I can help you. I can you help you what? Support Nick.
Hey, I'm a fan of the band. I'm a music fanatic, and I actually worked with Nick and his brother once on Star Search when we brought that back for
him. Oh, yes.
And but basically, I usually don't argue with Kelly. Whatever Kelly likes, I like.
I'm just trying to put you in a corner. I know you can wiggle your way out of anything, out of any question, because you're so funny you can do that, but I think I may have pinned you in a corner there.
I have a question. Yeah, yeah. So...
But it's always a good go-to thing to say, with any woman, you're right. I agree with you.
Well, especially right. Kelly Raspberry too.
Yeah, she's a very smart, strong lady.
Oh, wow. Smart, strong lady.
Strong. What do you mean by strong?
Strong-willed, Kelly.
Is that what he means?
Of course, that's what he
means.
Meant.
I can hurt him.
Or both.
You could bench press. Yes, bench press like 380.
You could probably bench press more than Arsenio.
I think strong should be a compliment, but that kind of hurts my feelings a little.
No,
I don't know why.
Kelly, you know.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I think you meant mentally.
If he said you were burly, then you
burly, I'd have a problem.
Yeah, then maybe.
Yeah, she's a very smart, strong lady.
Yeah,
lady, I am a lady.
We're gonna keep that forever.
So Arsenio Hall, he travels all the time. He's always promoting something. He does stand-up all over the country all the time. And so I heard that he does this really strange thing when he goes to hotels. And he has to think about how much he travels and then how much he has to do this.
I'm kind of a clean freak, and that's oxymoronic to staying in a hotel.
Right. It's so dirty.
Yeah, and even if it's not dirty, it's just stuff you don't want in your life, you know. And you've seen how they take that little purple light and put on the floor near the bedside or mm-mm. on the headboard, and you see stuff that you can't see with the regular eye.
Oh, yeah.
It's so I could do, you know, sit-ups in my room, and so I can hang out and make it my own. When I arrive, I get, like, 10 flat sheets. And I put them everywhere.
Oh my
so goodness. It really looks like a rich white person's house when they go on vacation. I put sheets over the chairs and over the couches, and then I feel more comfortable.
Yes.
How can you confirm those sheets are clean?
A Motel 6 once when I was a young comic, and a stain on the couch actually spoke to me. In moments like that, you change your whole lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you do about what's probably the dirtiest thing in the hotel room, the remote control? What do you do about that for the TV?
Oh.
As soon as you arrive, in my bag, there's always a brand new package of wet ones. I'm telling you, you think I'm just making this up?
I believe you.
Answers, brother. I'm such an ain't no neat freak. Howie Mandel thinks I'm weird. Okay? I arrive. I have these wet ones, and the wet ones, immediately you go after the phone, the light switches, and the remotes.
This is like a PSA from Arsenio Hall. We're learning so much from you this morning.
Hey, I'm that way about planes, too, because I saw a special where Dr. Oz gave a list of the nastiest stuff on the plane. And after I saw that list, I had to start taking bed sheets on the damn plane.
I can't remember that.
I remember Janet Jackson. There was a big story in the news how she sat down in first class and immediately took out Lysol wipes and started Lysoling every. And people were like, "Oh, she's so weird.
No, it's dirty.
She must have seen the same Dr. Oz."
Well, I guess when you travel that much and you start really recognizing how nasty stuff is,
because and people in general,
right?
And, yeah, and people are nasty.
I have a buddy who carries he has a Ziploc bag, and that's what he puts the remotes for the hotels. So if you don't want to be like Arsenio Hall and wipe them down, you can just take a Ziploc bag, put
it's
it in
very
there,
smart.
And
then that's you can still use it. That is the germiest thing,
yeah, by far. And the phone,
nobody uses the phone anymore.
Right. I got to call for a fresh towel.
You have to call the hotel and let them know that you
come lose your cell phone. You might have to call it. That's the only reason I pick it. I don't even know why I have a home phone.
Gosh, it takes so much effort to be OCD.
Yeah,
it does. And you know,
I'm too lazy to be OCD.
For celebrities and athletes and stuff, if they get sick, that's a big deal. Yeah. So especially when you're in a hotel room that's so gross.
Right. So
I get it.
Nick and Elaine are in here. They got the chat with Arsenio Hall last week. And Arsenio loves people.
He loves, like we said earlier, he loves Dish Nation, and he loves Big Al. So we couldn't let the interview go without bringing those two.
Gotcha.
Cool.
I watch it every night. Sometimes I watch it twice a day.
Ooh.
And when you talk about the members of Backstreet Boys, ain't none of them as cool as Big Al Max.
Well, he's on his 4th of July vacation right now. He was too busy to come in and talk to you, Arsenio. But he wanted you to know that his mother says hello, Dora Bell. And
I know his mama.
Yes, you guys have hung out together, and they wanted to say hello, and they just can't wait to see you.
Well, I appreciate that. And do you know where he went?
You know, I know he was thinking about going to Mexico, but I'm not sure what he ended up doing.
There's also a really good chance he went nowhere.
Yeah.
I hope they don't build a wall while he's down there.
Shut up.
Okay. I wasn't going
to
bring up.
We need Al to come back. We need him back.
I know, Arsenio, I wasn't going to bring up Donald Trump, but you brought up the wall, and I know you know Donald Trump really well. You won the Celebrity Apprentice a few years ago, and so, you know, all politics aside, Arsenio, what is Donald Trump like, you know, when cameras are off, when it's just you two one-on-one? What is he like?
Well, you know, Donald is a different Donald these days. I think Donald knows how to be whatever he needs to be for the moment to win, and Trump... no pun intended, Trump the moment. But you know what? Like, I remember, like, we talked about the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets in trouble for saying mean things about immigrants, which is strange to me because when I used to hang out with Donald Trump, he only slept with immigrants.
Wow. That's legit.
That's cold. That's cool. Yeah, you leave that one right there.
Arsenio Hall with the outs.
Oh.
Yeah, so check out Greatest Hits with Arsenio.
Go, Arsenio.
It's on ABC tonight, 9, 8 Central.
Good job, Elena.
Thank you.
That was great. Yeah. He's such a good dude.
Good, genuinely nice guy.
He's just so easy to talk to. He's really fun.
And we're going to actually play the full interview with Arsenio here in 2 hours on Kid TV.
You didn't talk to him for 40 minutes.
No, it was just a normal, like, 7 to 10 minute interview.
Okay.
Normal.
Yeah.
Man, he always does tweet about Dish Nation, too, which is really cool. It's cool to have somebody like him getting our backs. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Elena.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to continue the Big Al Mac love.
Oh, boy.
I'll use that loosely. I'm just kidding. It's Throwback Thursday time, Big Al Mac.
Okay. What does that mean?
Throwback Thursday. This is an old clip. From a couple years ago, few years ago, and it's when Kid decided to bring up Big Al's most impactful moments of all time.
Impactful moments.
Impactful.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Good?
Mascara alert kind of impactful?
No, mascara. Well, maybe because you're laughing so hard.
A car crash has impact.
Exactly.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
Impactful means it just has an impact.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, it could be good or bad, Al.
Impact me.
We'll impact you next.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way.
More of the Kid Craddock Morning Show is on the way.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.